Now, one of the issues I mentioned there was the concern that some people may have in relation to their children and those first days at school. The kids are back at school, they're settling in, and if you're on social media, you might have put some news feed through on what your children have been up to and how exciting first day at school actually is. But if you give it much thought to the risks of posting online pictures of your nippers. Let me speak to Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, it's the most innocent of undertakings, isn't it? You know, wee Jimmy or Josephine heads off to school the first day. They're photographed at the door. They're photographed out of the car. They're photographed at the school gate. They're photographed on their way through the door, maybe with tears in their eyes or a wee wave back to mum or dad. How could this in any way be a risk?
Well, that's the thing. Many of us will have noticed our social media feeds have been full of back-to-school photographs. You know, kids starting P1 maybe for the first time, maybe children going in the secondary school, that transition. You know, social media is obviously a great way to share images with family and friends around the world about what's happening in your children's lives. You know, especially if these people live overseas, it's a great way to keep in touch. But there are a few things to think about in relation to sharing images, particularly of children online, and indeed any photographs online on social media can contain a lot of personal information. And a lot of the times people don't think about that personal information. So if you think about it for a moment, that picture of your child, you know, returning to school has a lot of personal information in it by itself, where you live maybe, if you've taken the picture outside of the home, maybe where your child goes to school, you can identify the school uniform, maybe the crest, the logo of the school, and even the approximate age of your child can all be identified from that photograph.
What's the harm in people knowing that? Because anyone who goes past the house will know where the child lives. Anyone who's in the school will know the child goes there. Where's the downside of this?
Well, I suppose there's two things to think about. This is all very much dependent on the privacy settings that you have set up within your social media account. So again, if you have your privacy settings enabled, if you have disabled the location setting before you've uploaded the picture, then of course that's going to give you somewhat of a level of protection. Not completely protect you, because obviously every photograph that you upload online has a GPS location tag enabled within the photograph. So if you did want to find out where that picture was taken, you wouldn't have to look too hard. So again, it's about taking steps in to ensure that you're protecting the privacy and also the consent of the child. Remember, children haven't consented to pictures being taken a lot of the time. So as parents, we're creating their digital footprint, and maybe, you know, they might not want some of these pictures online in years to come. So that's important to think about as well.
I was reading an article the other day. More photographs were taken during 2017, so far during 2017, we're only at September, than have ever been taken in history.
Yeah,
it's incredible, isn't it?
We're taking a lot of pictures and we're sharing a lot of pictures online, and a lot of these pictures are ending up on websites maybe that we didn't intend those pictures to end up on. So it's important for people who are taking pictures and uploading them online to just remember that the privacy settings are important, but people can share those pictures and people can screenshot those pictures. And it is possible for images to end up on another website that you didn't intend it to end up on. So when I wrote this blog post on this back to school sharing of pictures, a lot of parents actually reached out and said, you know what? It's actually made me think. I didn't think about all the personal information that was in that picture. And remember, children learn by example, so we want to be sharing positive examples.
So just to be blunt about this, if you're showing your child in, say, its new school uniform, that picture could be abused by someone who would put them on a website under the tag of, say, school uniforms.
Very possible. It's very, very possible, because again, you know, the privacy settings don't go far enough in relation to, you know, keeping those pictures on that said platform. It is possible if you've been accepting friends requests, maybe from people you don't know, maybe you don't have that level of privacy set to the way it should be. It is possible if your social media account is set to public that somebody could find those pictures and post them somewhere else online.
It's also something that parents should keep in mind about holiday snaps, beach snaps, all of that.
Absolutely. Any of this kind of stuff where we're uploading and we're sharing these pictures online. Look, I'm a big fan of social media. It is great for sharing information. It is great with keeping in touch with family and friends. But, and it's a big but, we have to be aware of the images that we're uploading online and our personal information. Social media is a gold mine for cyber criminals. So always keep that at the back of your mind. You're never going to know where that image is going to end up or where your personal information is going to be accessed. So take steps to protect yourself.
Wayne, just widening it out for a moment, it's incredible what some adults will put up on social media about themselves. They will broadcast things that they, you would imagine, they wouldn't say to their best friend privately in the comfort of their own front room, but yet and all, they will put it up on social media. People are, to use an old term, nuts.
This is the problem. We have to remember that children are learning by example a lot of the times, and we have to be setting a positive example. So there's not a lot of great positive examples, unfortunately, when it comes to social media use. We have all these influencers who are using social media, and they're not setting the best example for children and young people. As parents, we have to make sure that we're getting the balance right, that we're not using our phone when driving our car, we're not using our phone at the dinner table. You know, all of these things that happen that we sort of take for granted and we forget. This is setting the precedent for our children growing up to be good digital citizens, and we want them to be good digital citizens. So we have to set a positive example. People have to be careful, as we talked about before in this show, about what they're commenting on and what they're liking and what they're sharing, because people are finding themselves in trouble with the law for saying things on social media that they later regret.
Moving on from that, just one other brief point, because I'm going to be talking to a journalist who's written an article about the really unsavoury undertaking of what's known as upskirting. And I suppose since time immemorial in relation to body comedies and whatever, you know, peeping up a girl's skirt was seen as humour. It should be anything other than humour. And sadly, many males are using mobile phones to take photographs that they shouldn't be taking. We've discovered that it is not actually against the law to do that. Now, people are doing it and they are posting these photographs into the public domain. It's seriously worrying that there are so many mindsets out there that believe that putting a camera underneath a girl's skirt and taking a photograph is in some way appropriate.
Very worrying behaviour indeed, and also, the, you know, not a criminal offence as yet, but there is moves from what I'm reading in relation to making it a criminal offence in relation to upskirting. So again, you know, individuals who are engaging in this behaviour just need to be very, very careful that the law is progressing and the law is changing in relation to misuse of social media, and people are finding themselves before the courts. So you have to be very careful. Just as we mentioned at the top of the piece, every picture that you take and you upload, there's some sort of digital footprint or digital tag associated with that. The technology is getting a lot cleverer, where images, comments, etc. can be traced back to the individual who uploaded that online. So people are going to have to think very, very carefully about their uploading, what they're uploading online, and how that can potentially put them in a difficult situation. The laws are changing. We have seen changes in relation to revenge porn. I think it's not going to be too far before we're going to see this change as well.
Okay, Wayne, thank you. Thank you. Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. If you want information in relation to the best way to handle your account or stay safe online, you can have a look at the blogs that Wayne delivers at a professional level. It's 16 minutes past 9. Good morning to you. 903-105. Also going to be trying to get really an understanding of what's in a bloke's mind if he gets involved in upskirting. It's simply taking a photograph of a woman's underwear by putting your phone in a compromising position and taking a photograph. What sort of idiot? Is it idiot? Is that the right word for it? Pervert? I don't know. Sick mind? Just loser. I'm lost for adjectives.